producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You get us every day free. Isn't that wonderful? The entrepreneurial adventure that is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I can arm twist the best of them to advertise in this program so that I can continue to bring you the mind of Jennifer Horn every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Dougie.
Wow. Ken Kessler is here. McFadden's lurking around somewhere. He had his birthday celebration last night, which allowed him to have two beers instead of
right,
one.
Right, he's sleeping it off.
Yeah, I think it may be. One of the things that I am known for, or the program is known for...
Your kazoo playing?
Well, I haven't thinking about that, but now that you mention it...
Oh, no.
I can't believe you think
I can't believe
it. Right. How about a Christmas song?
How about your paper comb? Remember the paper comb harmonica? How about that?
Where is that? Somewhere here.
You have that too?
What did Kenny say? Don't you
like the worst instruments? Oh. Hopefully, if he hyperventilates, we can just take over the show. Keep blowing, Dougie. Keep blowing.
All right. I want to turn what is perceived to be by some who think they have failed because of something that didn't go the way they wanted it to. I'm going to give you an example of how failure gets turned into success. Because if there's nothing else going on in the world with me, it is observing what people do, and then if it's not good, then how do we turn it around and make it good? Or how do we help people who are not successful become successful? I was thinking about George Zimmer. Remember him?
Of course. What, George Zimmerman, you mean?
No. Zimmer, Z-I-M-M-E-R. Oh. He was the founder of the Men's Warehouse.
Oh, okay, sure.
He was the one who said, you're going to like the way you look,
I guarantee it.
Right. Yes. Then he got fired by his own board of directors.
Well, and by the way, he didn't like the way they looked.
Well, the reason that he got fired is because he opposed the merger with Joseph A. Bank, which was a company, still is a brick and mortar sort of store selling suits, sport coats, but they weren't quite up to the standard of the Gentleman's Warehouse. So anyway, he got fired. And so everything he had put together was suddenly gone. In one day, he was thrown out of his own company. So he started a new business. Smart guy. Has an internet venture called Generation Tux. Ever heard of it?
No.
It's a tuxedo rental business online. His business is going gangbusters. And as it turns out, he was right about the merger with Joseph A. Bank. His old company is in the toilet because they took on too much debt, and Joseph A. Bank wasn't as compatible with the Gentleman's Warehouse as some of the people on the board thought. He had a, Brutus. He had a, he stuck his knife in the back. What is that? When Caesar was... What's the term I'm looking for?
Ace you, Brute.
Well, whatever, you know what I'm talking. He had somebody that was close
I
to him.
I wanted to watch you go struggle a little.
Why? What's wrong with you? Do you think that's fun? That's sport for you?
Yeah, it's oh, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. So, this guy who stabbed him in the back and convinced the board that it was a brilliant move to put Joseph A. Banks and the Gentleman's Warehouse together hasn't worked well at all. The company is in big trouble. And meanwhile, this guy took his money, started this rental outfit for tuxedos, and is doing very well. So I give you that idea, I'm trying to sort of implant how success can come from failure. You can think And actually, sometimes we project our own failures. We think about things as to how they've gone in the past. That's always a recipe for disaster, because the past is the past. You learn, move ahead, get into the now. And so he came up with something new. He was very humble about what happened, and with a lot of hard work. You see, hard work always pays off, I think, ultimately, one way or another. So this guy had a lot of money. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't have money, but he didn't have a job. He didn't have a company, and that's what really got him going. There are those of us who don't necessarily work just to have money. We do what we do because we have a passion for it, and it helps make us and define who we are in reality. And like it or not, this guy, George Zimmer, was the Gentleman's Warehouse. That was his whole thing, and it was extracted from him one day, and so he said, you know what? Screw those guys. I'm going to start another business. And so he's done very well with it. Good for him. He took something that was an opportunity and made something good out of it. And we can all do that. I say it's never too late, whether it's your own circumstance, whether it's stuff that's going on in our country that we don't like and we're frustrated. People say, oh, the country's gone. It's lost. We'll never get it back. I don't believe that for a second. I don't like what's going on any more than you do. But to throw up your hands and say, oh, my God, this is terrible. We'll never fix this. No, that's not no. It's going to be okay. Sooner or later, it'll be fine and dandy. All right, let's get to our quote of the day, which comes from Connie Britton. She said, quote, the minute I get my hair insured, somebody just put me in a straitjacket, please.
She's very cool.
Apparently, tell us a little more about her. Her hashtag is Clear Eyes, what her company is all about, Jennifer.
Connie Britton is actually an actress.
Yes.
And she is on the show Nashville right now. She was on Friday Night Lights. Oh. She's probably in her 40s, very recognizable, but she has this beautiful head of red hair.
Ah.
And people
I know who she is. Okay, I know exactly who she is. Right. I thought for some reason or other she was, this was referring to somebody that was also in the cosmetic business.
No.
Mm-mm. No. All right.
Although I think she has a couple of endorsements.
Yeah. Don't you see her in ads or stuff? Is that what I remember?
Yeah, she's in ads. She's in, my favorite, I love Nashville. She's Raina James on Nashville.
Yeah. Okay, good. Got that. Thought for the day today comes from Jeff Bridges, who is having his 66th birthday. Actor Jeff Bridges, 66 years old today, says, quote, remember, have fun and don't take anything too seriously. Ah, how about that?
That's a good piece of advice.
Yes, don't take anything too seriously. Except my advice when it comes to your health and well-being, or maybe better yet, the advice of doctors that everybody on this program respects, like Dr. Ken Kronhaus says every day we should be exposing ourselves to this product that comes from the folks at Superbeats so we can rejuvenate our arteries. You're getting older. Your arteries need a focus. They need your attention so that they don't kind of collapse. And that's what the ingredients in Superbeats and also Neo 40, which is basically a nitric oxide product that in a capsule form, the Neo 40, something you put in your mouth, absorbs it immediately into your system, goes right into the arteries and opens them up, gets the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your internal organs, to everything in your body. It improves your circulation immediately, and thus a lot of people are using it as a substitute. Big coffee drinkers who found that having a lot of coffee made them nervous and jumpy and jittery. No, don't have to have that. Just take a Neo 40 capsule and have the same result. Get started, do well in your day, and if you have a long day, like many of us do here, Jennifer, for heaven's sakes, she's got a long, long day every day. And so when you get into the afternoon and you're in an office that may be a little stuffy, you're in that corner downstairs in your office and maybe it gets a little hot, you just...
a little nap feeling.
Yeah,
oh,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So if that's the case, then you take a teaspoon of Super Beets, put it in a glass of water, and you drink it. The nutritional gold mine that you have just absorbed is unbelievable. Antioxidants, electrolytes, the nitrates, the nitric oxygen that you need to keep your arteries open, keep your blood pressure down, get the blood everywhere. If you have any kind of condition that requires blood getting to it, and let's face it, anything that is wrong in your body is because of inflammation, get the inflammation down by having your body serviced with the blood that is the fix for everything. 800-655-4183 gets you Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Here, this is a pretty good deal the company's got. You get two boxes of Neo 40 at the regular price. Then you receive a 30-day supply of Super Beats without extra cost, the book on nitric oxide without extra cost, a saliva testing strip that'll tell you how much you have in your system of nitric oxide, how much you need. So all these things plus the guarantee, this is the best product I could possibly imagine to recommend for those of you who either have high blood pressure and want to get it down, or who have good blood pressure and want to keep it there as you age. The secret to long life is, as far as I'm concerned, getting into products like Neo 40 and Super Beats together. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
When it comes to health benefits, employers large and small have new options. Private health exchanges are fast becoming a compelling solution, providing a greater choice of benefits to meet employees' unique needs and simplify enrollment logistics. And they're welcome news for employers looking to provide health coverage for employees in an affordable way. In fact, 6 million people enrolled in their employer-sponsored benefits through private exchanges in 2015. So how do private health exchanges work? Mark Morgan, senior strategist at Humana, explains.
In a traditional model, companies usually choose a limited set of health benefits to offer employees, hoping to meet most employees' needs. In contrast, private health exchanges offer a wide choice of plans. Employees shop and choose the options that best meet their individual needs, typically using employers' contribution to offset some or all of the costs.
Private health exchanges are not related to the public health insurance exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act. For more information, visit whenwellnessworks.humana.com.
Everyone wants to give the perfect holiday gift. This holiday, you don't need to shop around. The perfect gifts are easy to find with one visit to your local, reputable jewelry store. Amanda Gizzi of Jewelers of America shares some of the top jewelry gift ideas from their holiday gift guide.
Jewelry makes the perfect gift for everyone on your shopping list. Sterling silver and gemstone earrings are great gifts for teachers and friends. Gold bracelets for mom will be a constant reminder that your love is eternal. Pearl-sized cufflinks will keep your husband's and father's stylish. Don't forget, jewelry stores also have great gifts for the home as well. There's truly something for everyone.
Any good tips to remember?
Jewelry is called precious because it lasts a lifetime. It's not here today and outdated tomorrow. Jewelry gifts will be appreciated and cherished for years and years to come. And remember, to get that perfect gift, you don't have to know jewelry. You just have to know your jeweler.
For more information and to find a professional Jewelers of America member jeweler near you, log on to Jewelers of America website at www.jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, 19 after the hour. This will send you into the ozone if you're a dog lover. I know that when Meredith hears this, she's going to want to go for somebody's throat.
And who's Meredith? I'm sorry.
Meredith is the lady that I like to call my best friend.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
I was just checking.
Uh-huh. All right, anyway, so here's this loyal dog. You may have seen the picture yesterday hovering over its owner, house fire in Hyattsville, Maryland. The dog's a pit bull, and in Hyattsville, which is Prince George's County, they are banned from owning pit bulls. So this dog basically saves the owner's life. Mm-hmm. And the picture that you've seen of the dog hovering over the owner is now something of a memory because the authorities in Prince George's County confiscated the dog.
Ugh.
Took the dog away from the owner because they've fallen into this pit, if you'll pardon the pun, that all pit bulls are horrible. They aren't. It's all dependent on you're better than I found.
How you raise them.
A pity that is a wonderful little dog. 21 after the hour on Good Day. Thank you.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Our Christmas star of the day is Kanisha Kay, who has recorded, and you can get at KanishaKayMusic.com, a song called I Found Love Just in Time for Christmas. This is her single from 2013, which she debuted here on this program, one of the most added songs on AC radio stations, adult contemporary stations across the country that year. Recorded in the old Capitol Records studios in Los Angeles. Why don't I call
that the Round Building?
Yep.
Oh,
great. Yeah,
cool. Neat.
Kanisha was in awe of using the same studio where Frank Sinatra recorded, the Beach Boys recorded, Paul McCartney completed a recording session there for his latest album. So why not be around the greats? Kanisha, welcome back to Good Day.
Thanks for having me back.
All right, so tell us a little about you. I always like to probe into how it is that people get into this world of music. When did you develop a love? Did you have good training? What's your story?
Really, I just sang in school. It wasn't something that I was like planning on doing. And my senior year, I did a solo in the big show that our school does. Kind of just like people can audition, do solos, and it doesn't have to be like school music. And I did Stormy Weather, and the clip got online. And Robin Robbins from the Silver Bullet Band saw it online and wanted to meet with me. So that's kind of where that started.
Really? That was Bob Seger's band.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So how did that go? What happened as a result of that?
I made my first album. I got involved, and he started introducing me to people, and that's kind of where that got started. And he introduced me to my first manager, and he's the one who got me hooked up with Capitol Studios.
So how do you get inspired? How did you learn how to write? I know you're writing music for yourself and others. How do you actually go about learning? Do you have one piece of paper that has the lyrics and then another piece of paper that actually has the music on it? And do you have to go to understand the relationship of flats to sharps and all that stuff?
I never had to do that. I just kind of sit down at a piano, and I usually write the lyrics and play music at the same time when I write by myself.
Do you go with the hook first, or do you write
my producer?
Kanisha, do you try to write the hook or the chorus first? What do you zone in on?
Whatever comes to me first, really. I don't really have good form, I guess.
That's
I just
cool.
kind of go with whatever.
Well, you hear the stories all the time of people who are doing what you're doing. They get up in the middle of the night and they run to the piano. They got a piece of paper and they write this stuff down, or they try to record it so that they don't lose it. We all have thoughts in the middle of the night. Sometimes if I don't write them down, they're gone. So,
by the way, Doug,
I've had to do that before, yeah. too.
Jennifer,
I totally get it.
I'm curious. Kanisha has a song on her album called Stupid Boyfriend.
I love that. I got inspired by somebody, Kanisha.
What happened to you? Are you like Taylor Swift to write about your experiences with men?
I have done that before. That's not about a specific guy because, like, you've heard the song. It's
because
cool.
there's so many stupid guys around.
I know. Why limit it to just one?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So let's finish our visit with her latest release, Kanisha K. This is racing up the Billboard and media-based adult contemporary charts. It's a great Christmas version, nice jazz version of I'll Be Home for Christmas, Kanisha. Thank you for being here and continued success. I hope that things go well for you. We'll be listening for more of this. You'll be able to check out some of the Christmas music at Kenny's spot, his Sounds of Christmas website. 28 after on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.thetouchhead.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com. Today.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
To all of our listeners on both sides of the fence, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. The program brought to you in part by the folks at Buffalo Wild Wings. This year, avoid the holiday hassle. Give the gift of wall-to-wall sports action, famous wings, and countless taps with a B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in the store or online. Even easier to please the sports fan in your life. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Please drink responsibly, though, Roberto, will you?
Right. I don't drink.
So, I was like in you. I dropped my flip phone in the yard at the farm. And subsequently ran over with a bulldozer. So
I was on
the bulldozer, loading it onto the truck to move it from one farm to the other. And the phone rang, and it was Donald. So I had a felt like I had to talk to him. So I thought I'd put it back in my pocket. I have on one of those hoodies, the lightweight hoodie. And so I thought it stuck in my pocket. But apparently I didn't. So I put the bulldozer on the truck, and then I chained it down and drove to the other farm. And I took the bulldozer off, and I couldn't find my phone. I'm looking around for it, and damn, I spent, you know, a lot of time looking for it. A sneaker, one of the guys that works with me, gave me his cell phone, and we walked around all, you know how you do.
Yeah,
you call it,
didn't try to
call it,
yeah,
but you can't find it. And I never found the thing. So I went to the store last night to get the phone, to take one of the other flip phones that I had, put it back into service, as it were, and the kids, they're so funny. They're all Kara's age.
Mm-hmm.
And I come strolling in with my flip phone. And, you know, they have their own, they're laughing. Look at this guy. He's got his old flip phone. Okay, so speaking of whose number we have, Donald Trump and this whole business is really what the discussion is today. And I'm trying to get off my chest what I have on my chest, what's on my mind, and all of us have sort of a different perspective on what we ought to do. Is there a lighter side to this? There are a couple of things. Kenny has sent me a Facebook posting from someone who really is... Kenny would normally do the Facebook stuff, but I wanted to do this myself because I think that it has such value. And I would do it on the heels of something that's a little bit lighter because of all of the focus on the Muslims and what we're going to do with them. Do you remember when the joke was floating around about the Muslims and what their impact was and the warning from certain Muslim sections of the world that if the U.S. continued to mess around in Middle Eastern politics and to get involved in hotspots in the Middle East, that they would cut our supply of managers for the Motel 6 and 7-Eleven. Remember that joke when it went around? Don't you remember that?
I remember, yeah.
Don't you remember that? And if that doesn't work, cab drivers, nobody can... We'll shut off everybody who works at customer service at AOL, AT&T, and Dell. Don't you remember? That was an attempt to add some levity to the situation. So the silly stuff at that point in time, and this is a year or so ago, I guess, when this, for maybe longer than that, maybe it was a couple of years ago when we first heard that and laughed about, okay, yeah. But then you get into this serious stuff, and nobody has a sense of humor anymore when it comes to this. And is that because of San Bernardino? Yeah, maybe in part. Is it because of what's going on in the Middle East? Yeah, in part. Is it because of the refugees spreading all over the place from Syria? Yep, in part. All of those things have come into question because Muslims are new. Muslims are different. Muslims, and on the face, that doesn't mean that they're bad. They're just different. But in some people's mind, many people who don't like change, they don't want things different. They have their life. They get up in the morning. They have their routine. They go to work. They come home. They do their whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And they live their lives in this routine. So whenever anything comes into their lives that shakes them up, they don't like it. And, I mean, that's really the story here in part. But then there's this danger. The world is a dangerous place now, unfortunately. Or maybe better put, it's more dangerous, it would seem, than it used to be. Now, can you say that these people are more dangerous than the Nazis? No. But do we have more information about them and what they do? Yes.
And the Nazis never came here.
No, the Nazis never came here. Well, they were off the coast, and there were Nazis who were in our country spying, and there were traitors, and there were people that
weren't walking in the conference room.
Okay, now comes this, this is a lady named Zanub Rizvi. Is that the correct pronunciation, Kenny?
Zanub Rizvi.
Okay, I mean, yeah, it could be, exactly. So we have a number of Facebook posts, and so there are a couple of things from Facebook which I think are worth talking about. I'm going to read this post, and you can think about it and comment if you wish on your own, facebook.com/gooddaytwitter@goodday. Several people have asked me, this lady writes, to explain Islam. So here goes. There's quite a bit of overlap between Islam and Christianity. The God we worship is the same as the Christian and Jewish God. We have several different names for God, Allah being the most prevalent. Almost all of the prophets are the same: Adam, Noah, Jacob, Joseph, Solomon, Moses, and Jesus, all in the Quran. The stories share a lot of similarities with their Islamic counterparts, with key differences here and there. One of the biggest differences, stories about Jesus. We believe he was a prophet. Muslims believe Muhammad was the last of the prophets, born a couple of hundred years after Jesus. Muhammad's teachings show us how to live responsibly as good people. We're taught to love our families and neighbors, to treat everybody with dignity. And by everybody, I mean everyone, regardless of religion, class, sex, or race. Family is extremely important. We're encouraged to cherish our spouses, to shower our children with affection. Disrespecting your parents and severing ties with blood relatives are considered grave offenses. Islam has a huge emphasis on charity. We're required to give 2.5% of our salary, 20% of our savings to those in need, unless you're financially unable to do that. There are also rules governing day-to-day life, for example, daily prayers and abstaining from alcohol. We're encouraged to be educated, and many Muslims pursue higher education. A lot of women cover their heads, and a lot of men cover their faces by growing beards. Of course, some Muslims are more religious than others, just like some Christians attend church every Sunday and some only show up at Christmas. I call it the C&E crowd, Christmas and Easter crowd. My Pakistani parents taught me to respect and learn about other religions. I have many childhood memories of religious debates with relatives. We talk about other denominations in Islam or Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism, Hinduism, and so forth. Questions were always encouraged, and above all, we were taught to be tolerant and respectful. So, there's a story that's more poignant to perhaps what this lady has said, the experience that someone had in a circumstance where, maybe given what we are facing in our country, there might have been a different approach taken by the police. The story of an accident making a left-hand turn, getting rear-ended outside of Atlanta. The police responded, paramedics responded. They were white males. This lady says that my daughter and I and my mother-in-law were in the car on our way to a religious gathering. I was in a Pakistani suit. My mother-in-law had the full Islamic headscarf. Obvious we're Muslims. First policeman to arrive asks if we're okay. I tell him my mother-in-law has neck pain. I open the car door. He sees my mother-in-law in a habib. He says, I don't want to be disrespectful, ma'am. Is it okay if I check your neck? And then he turns to the driver and says, I don't want to be disrespectful. He was worried he might offend us. I translate for my mother-in-law. She lifts her scarf so the policeman can check her neck. Paramedics arrive several minutes later. We're equally gentle. I was pleasantly surprised with the cultural sensitivity, courtesy shown by everybody, especially being where we were in Atlanta, the Deep South. I just thought that with all the hate being spread in the news, I would share something nice about the police. I thought that was a good story, and I think they're both very instructive. You can do with the information what you will. I find that in my own experience, what I know from not only my religious teachings, as most of you know, I'm not religious. I don't believe in commercial industrial religion, but I do believe very strongly in God, a superior power, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it. And so when I see these sorts of things, it does bring me back around to understanding what when I did grow up in this environment, and I went to Sunday school, I went to Monday Bible classes when I was a kid after school. I grew up and was very active in my church. Anyway, what I did learn were things that this woman wrote about. I do remember studying the Quran. Mostly, though, we had the Torah because there were a lot of Jewish people in our town and still are, and so we were taught to understand what they thought, what their religious traditions were. And I see nothing wrong with understanding how other people think. It's not any different than trying to understand how a hardcore Republican thinks and a hardcore Democrat thinks, or somebody who may have a hardcore black or Chinese person who's very wrapped up in their own culture. When I say hardcore, I'm talking about them being wrapped up in their culture. Because, the Italians, we talk about, Kenny said yesterday, look at the Statue of Liberty. Do you realize, Roberto, you come from an Italian family that was very nuclear. Everybody lived together. And they all, we didn't, I don't know whether we understood, there was certainly a lot of prejudice aimed at Italians and the Irish when they first came here. It was the same as this.
Absolutely.
It's the same. What I'm trying to point out here is the tradition of this country in allowing or encouraging everybody to come is full of racial and religious prejudice. Going back to the very beginning, us being here, the prejudice against the Indians, the Native Americans, whatever you want to call them, who didn't worship the way the people who came over here worshiped. They worshiped the sun or some other gods. And then and there was
they
prejudice against
Mother
them.
Mother Earth.
Worshiped Earth, the mother.
The difference between when the Italians and the Irish and the Chinese and came over in the early 1900s is that everybody tried to become an American. Now, and I don't care who it is now, it seems like people don't want to integrate into America. It seems like they want America to become whatever they came from.
Part of that is the influence of the news media. Part of that is, I think, the news media's influence. But I think you're right, because it's a different world.
People,
people
don't want to speak English. I mean, start right there.
Okay, but do we know whether the Italians, when they came, they all spoke Italian, and the Irish, well, they didn't speak Irish, but
a lot of times it was you were not allowed to speak the native language at home because it was they would say, you are in America now, we speak English here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the second
so
generation
that's not what happens now.
Never learned the native language.
And that's the, well, I think Rishi's right, that's the one difference that bugs the living-you-know-what out of me. When I go into going back to the 7-Elevens or whatever circumstance, whatever trivialization of this that you want to have, when I look at the way that when you go into gas stations now, I mean, there's nobody speaking English in a gas station.
Well, I mean, hey, listen, I don't care. I mean, in my house, we speak Spanish half of the time. I don't care if somebody speaks another language, but it's...
Well, I want to be able to run a business to be able to communicate with them.
Well, yeah, I mean, they should certainly, if they're running a business, should certainly be able to speak English to you.
Yeah. What'd you start to say, though? You just started a sentence.
Well, I mean, we find a lot of situations in our neighborhood where families will come and the kids will be able to speak English and have to be the translators for the parents.
Yeah. Food for thought on Good Day. It's 49 past the hour.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Here at Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there is a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
This report is brought to you by Blackhawk Network. This holiday season, shoppers can purchase gift cards for stock at select U.S. retailers. This new prepaid gift card, made possible by Stockpile and Blackhawk Network, can be redeemed online to open and fund a brokerage account with stock. Investing in the stock market can be confusing. Gift cards for stock are an easier way for people of all ages to get involved with investing, and will appeal to people who want to give something more meaningful than a traditional toy this year. Terry Jack, Chief Marketing Officer, Blackhawk Network.
The gift card for stock can revolutionize the way people access the stock market. Giving someone a gift card to purchase shares of their favorite brand can be enriching and an educational experience for both the gift giver and receiver. After all the other holiday gifts are outgrown or overused, gift cards for stock could be one of those standout gifts that keeps on giving beyond the holidays.
For more information, visit stockpile.com. That's www.stockpile.com. I'm Malcolm Heaver.
What does it mean to be obsessed with sound and creativity? For New York City-based premium audio company, Master and Dynamic, it means building beautifully crafted, technically sophisticated sound tools for creative minds. With a collection of headphones tuned to provide a rich, warm sound that perfectly captures the exceptional detail of well-recorded music, Master and Dynamic sees its headphones as modern thinking caps, tools to help focus and transport your mind. For more on Master and Dynamic, visit MasterDynamic.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Guess what I'm doing, Warren?
I have no idea, Doug.
I'm logging on to WarrenEckstein.com. I could probably do there it is. Wait a minute. Look at this. Warren Eckstein, photographer. Warren Eckstein, books. Warren Eckstein, build-up. Warren Eckstein, Eckstein.
Man, I'm tired.
All things Warren Eckstein. Warren Eckstein is generally considered by those in the know to be the country's foremost expert when it comes to pets, pet advice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're really smart, you listen to his weekend radio program, The Pet Show. It's heard on hundreds of radio stations, a lot of them that carry this program. We were just talking about coming onto that station that we're on the Delmarva Coast. That's how you describe it, Richard, right? WRCO.
Yeah.
It's in the Delmarva. It's a really good radio station. And so they're going to get the benefit of having Warren there. Warren's on with us every day with his tips and a focus on the sort of the conversational things we ought to be aware of when it comes to your pets. I have a question about how to handle bringing a dog to an overnight. We'll have that in a moment, plus a couple of other things, including whether the FBI should be tracking animal cruelty or not. Is that their job? Up next here on Good Day.
Now, Chief
Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you need to pull an all-nighter? Need to stay up all the night long? Well, there's a smart way to do it. Here's the science of it. Now, students regularly pull all-nighters around finals time, and even most seasoned employees are required to work every now and then until the very, very wee hours of the morning. But how do you stay up all night and get through the following workday? That's the problem. If you must work late, try to get at least 4.5 hours of sleep. Why? Most restorative sleep occurs within this time frame. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must work late, shoot for at least 4.5 hours of sleep. You'll be able to function the next day, but only at a very minimal level. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with the host of the Pet Show, Warren Eckstein. So, Meredith had to go away for a day, and I was going to take Millie, but I had to come out to, as a matter of fact, I'm in your old stomping grounds. I'm in Schoharie and Cobleskill and Sharon Springs and stuff this morning. And so I thought it would be better for the dog to stay in a kennel, and I'll go get her this afternoon because Meredith's going to be gone until tomorrow. So she brought the dog to the kennel and put him in the kennel. This is a very nice, this is not like your average put him in the cage place. It's a nice place. But she was the only one there. And remember, this is a rescue dog from who knows what in New York City. So when she puts the dog in, she's very conscious of animals, and there isn't anybody in the world that I know who loves animals and cares more for them and about them. You and she are like soul sisters and brothers. And I am too. I mean, when it comes right down to it, taking care of these animals is a priority for people who really understand what the world is all about. So anyway, Millie gets up on the window on the ledge and looks as Meredith leaves. And Richie said when I was talking about this earlier that your advice is to go back in again and say goodbye again. Is that true?
Well, you know, what I would do, first of all, there are great boarding facilities around, and they're absolutely fabulous. But what I would have done prior, knowing that I was going away, I would have started bringing the dog there for a couple of minutes or an hour or so every day.
Well, she's been there before. She stayed there once before.
But see, what happens now is psychologically, dogs learn through association. So what happens is very often the association of going there is with her best friend being taken away. So I would bring the dog there and then have leave with the dog. You know, do go there for an hour, just play with them, hang out, get a biscuit or whatever, to really make it a place that's fun, not a place where the dog realizes that it's going to be left.
All right, good advice. The FBI, your website, or I'm sorry, your blog, focusing on the FBI tracking animal cruelty. This is from your Facebook page. What is that net at the end of the day? What is that going to what is it going to fix?
Doug, it is such an important thing, because if you go back and you take a look at any of the major murderers, human murderers in this country, whether it be the Boston Strangler, all of them started out as animal abusers. So if the FBI starts following up on animal abusers, not only is it good for the animals, but it could possibly prevent human deaths in the future. So I think it's a great idea. I think it's about time that the FBI now is going to take animal cruelty seriously and start investigating it.
Wow, I wasn't thinking about it that way, but yeah.
Every single one of them, the Boston Strangler, almost every single one of them started out as animal abusers. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, author of a great book you can get at Amazon.com, like How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want Him to Do, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want Him to Do, The Illustrated Cat's Life, Understanding Your Pet, and there's so many great books, and great Christmas presents. So check them out either at petshow.com or go to amazon.com. Warren Eckstein, pet expert, here with us on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.